Be praised. Allah the Almighty. We bear witness that there is nothing, no one worthy of worship except Allah the Almighty. He has no partners. Nothing is like him at all. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. My beloved brothers and sisters, I want you to be clear. Allah the Almighty has revealed in His Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except as a Muslim. Die not except submitting to do the will of Allah. And hold on all together by the word of Allah and be not divided. And remember Allah's favor upon you, your enemies, and by His grace, He joined your hearts together. Remember Allah revealed the Quran, verily the believers are brothers. And remember our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. The Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. Now brothers and sisters, I want you to be very clear of why I believe we're here. I didn't come today near the United Nations because we're seeking the aid of King George Bush. We didn't come, in my opinion, to the United Nations because we're seeking the assistance of the Congress of the United States of America. In my opinion, we didn't come here today because we're asking and begging for the United Nations Security Council to do something for us, in my opinion. We did not come here today even to ask King Fahd to do something. In my opinion, we didn't come here today even to ask President Hosni Mubarak to do something. In my opinion, we came here today because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً And the believers are brothers. Today, I take my appeal to two. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the Muslim Ummah, the grassroots, the people. Because I believe that the difference is not in the weak puppet leadership. But the difference is right here, Muslims like you, who want to do something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now brothers and sisters, I would like to leave you today with a powerful statement by our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, Messenger of Mu'minina, the example of a Muslim or a believer, be to work be him in their mutual love for one another, that they are holy him and their mutual compassion and mercy for one another, that they are to see him and their mutual sympathy for each other can justice is like a body, and when one member of the body aches, then the rest of the members of the body, they complain with fever and sleeplessness, insomnia. They can't sleep. I ask you a question. The thousands of Muslims that are gathered here today, I ask you a question. Are you able to sleep at night? Do you go to work comfortably? You bring your money home to your family? You have a home to go to, a family to go to? How do you feel at night? Knowing that the blood of the Muslims of Bosnia is not dripping, but flowing. glory, gushing out like streams. How do you feel? Can you sleep at night? I would make you a suggestion that this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not necessarily what is, but what ought to be, how we should feel. I would like to suggest to you, brothers and sisters, why we don't feel the pain of part of our body in Bosnia, but not only that, in Somalia, but not only that in Kashmir, not only that in Palestine, not only that. Everywhere on the face of the earth, Muslims are crying. My feet are aching. My back is breaking. My heart is weak and weeping. All over the Muslim world, blood of Muslims being spilt. I ask you the question, how do you feel? Can you sleep at night? And might I make the suggestion that most of us can sleep? You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Years ago, about 10 years ago, I had a toothache, painful, and I went to the dentist, and he said, you're going to have to take the tooth out, I'm going to have to extract the tooth, but it's painful. So the dentist gave some anesthesia, and when he gave the anesthesia, it deadened the pain. I couldn't feel the pain. So the dentist took his instrument and started pulling and jerking until he got the tooth out. It was bleeding, but I couldn't feel the pain because of the anesthesia. Muslims, they can't feel the pain. They can't feel the pain of Bosnia because somebody put some anesthesia in the body. We can't feel the pain because somebody made it numb. Our body is numb, so we can sleep. And when the dentist gave me an anesthesia, I went to sleep. I felt good. I felt comfortable because I couldn't feel the pain. And now Muslims suffer in every part of the earth. Why? Because we can't feel the pain. And I would suggest to you, brothers and sisters, there are two reasons why. One, external, and the other, internal. One is imposed by our enemies on the outside. One is self-imposed. One, somebody injects the Muslims with something that make them hate his Muslim brother, that make them not respond to his Muslim brother. And there's something on the inside that stops us from doing what we have to do to support our Muslim brothers and sisters, wherever they are. Brothers and sisters, I remind you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, Inna man yu'minuna ikhwa. Those Muslims in Bosnia, their skin is white. My skin is black. But it doesn't make me a difference. That's my brother. The brothers and sisters in Bosnia, they speak a different language than I speak, but it doesn't make a difference to me. They're my brother. A different ethnic, different race, different nationality, but it doesn't make a difference. Inna man mu'minun ikhwa. Wa yakulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
No.
Don't worry about it. Yes, we don't talk about Juma. But don't you worry about it. Listen. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعرفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله يتقاكم. All mankind, we created you from a male and female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is he who is most God-conscious, most righteous. So don't make me a difference to call up my brothers and sisters up here. I want to do something. I don't want to go to sleep at night. And brothers and sisters, let me suggest to you, us can go to sleep. You know why? It's because Muslims suffer from a disease. Listen to what Allah says.
واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم.
And remember, Allah's favor on you. You enemies. Just 3 years ago. Look at this audience here. Arabs and non-Arabs. Black and white. Male and female. Africans, Asians, Europeans, Americans, we were enemies. Somebody from Russia used to be the Soviet Union. Somebody from Bosnia used to be Yugoslavia. But now we're sitting here together. We used to be enemies. Why are we friends now? Because Allah demands in Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. We are united because of our common faith. Our faith in the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let me tell you why. We don't bleed for our Muslim brothers and sisters in Bosnia. It's a disease called the Iblis complex. What is the Iblis complex? Ana khayru minhu. I'm better than him. I'm better than you because my skin is white. I'm better than you because my skin is black. I'm better than you because I got an education. I'm better than you because I got more money than you got. I'm better than you because of the way I dress. I'm better than you. No, taqwa, righteousness, the fear of Allah, that's the only difference. Now, here's Asabiya. Asabiya. Nationalism. Nationalism that's destroying us. So now, a Muslim in Iraq, maybe he doesn't want to lend a hand to a Muslim in Iran. Maybe a Muslim in Libya won't lend a hand to a Muslim in Sudan. Maybe from somebody from Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, somebody in Pakistan, somebody in Africa, somebody in Nigeria. Maybe they want to extend a hand because of all tribalism and nationalism. If we're going to resurrect the brotherhood, then we must get rid of our nationalism. We must see ourselves as one. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Brothers and sisters, I say to you, as I close, today is Bosnia. Yesterday, today is Palestine. It's Kashmir. It's Sudan. It's Syria. It's Jordan. It's Libya. It's Somalia. Tomorrow, it'll be somebody else. So what we do today must not stop today. Don't do it just emotionally. Don't just come out today and that's it. We spent 2 hours, 3 hours in the UN. And that's it. You must go deeper than that. And that's why I chose as a theme, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are brothers. So that wherever my brother and sister called me and us, we will go there. It doesn't matter. I'm ready to die. I go to the hospital and I look at old men, fathers, mothers. The little babies sick, dying, and they're crying. They can't go to sleep at night because their baby is there. Their brother, their sister, their mother, their father, their son, their friends, and everybody's in the hospital. Everybody's crying. But yet Muslims die all over the world, bleeding. And Muslims can't shed blood. Why? Because of this disease. Anesthesia. Muslim body going to sleep. Now the Muslim body must wake up and feel the pain. For the pain is a gift from Allah. And when you feel the pain, we want to do something about it. I want to feel the pain of the Muslims in Bosnia. When that Muslim offering that baby is shut down. When that 3-year-old baby shut down, I want to see my 3-year-old baby. I want to feel the same pain as if that was my baby. When those women are raped, I want to feel like that's my mother being raped.
I want to feel my brothers and my sisters because Allah made us brothers. And what makes us brothers is our common faith. We must get back to faith. Get back to Iman. Get back into the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, bi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, I said to you that there, in my opinion, two impediments that break up the brotherhood. Because you know what? If our brotherhood was what it is supposed to be, we wouldn't have to write letters of petitions to the President Bush. If our brotherhood is what it was supposed to be, anybody suffering, let me be honest with you, the people in Bosnia that are suffering is not only Muslims. Even if there were no Muslims there, the atrocities is so bad, so savage, so brutal, that a good Muslim is obligated to stand up even for the oppressed people, even if these oppressed people are not Muslims. But the irony is that they are Muslims, and we have an obligation. We are here today because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another in righteousness in the fear of Allah is a mandate. I said earlier, I wouldn't depend on the United States, I wouldn't depend on the United Nations. Why? Because Allah said in the Quran very clearly, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمِنُوا. Your true friends and protectors are Allah, the Messenger, and those who believe. I believe it. And I believe that if the Muslim masses would get together, we'll solve any problem. Not only of Muslims, but oppressed people around the world. Now let me tell you the second reason I believe that we're not sensitive. The body is numb. You know why? Because we don't understand this ayat from Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. And we don't understand the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِ وَتَرَاحُمِهِ وَتَعَاطِفِهِ. The Muslim in their mutual love, mutual rahmah, mercy, and compassion are like one body. What do I mean in that conclusion? The reason why so many Muslims don't extend their hand to other Muslims, because Muslims, they want help, but they don't want to give help. Those are not supposed to come to you and say, help me, help me. And then when you need help, I don't help. It's mutual. That's why Allah speaks in the Quran. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. All you who believe, if you help Allah, if you help Allah, therefore, Allah will help you. It's mutual. You brothers expect your wife to love you. You expect your wife to take care of you. You expect your wife to be friendly to you. But you don't reciprocate. It's not mutual. You gotta give it in order to get it. You gotta do something. You gotta pay the price. This brotherhood is not automatic. You have to pay the price. It's mutual. Do something for me. Let me do something for you. We love one another.
وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تهابوا.
You will never enter paradise until you believe, and you will never believe until you love one another. I ask you today, brothers and sisters, the Muslims all over the city of New York, those Muslims in Connecticut, New Jersey, wherever you came from, do you love one another? Do you love me, your black brother? Do you love your white brother? Do you love your Indian brother? Do you love your Arab brother? Do you love your brother in what used to be the Soviet Union? Do you love your Muslim sister? Do we love one another? So brothers and sisters, now I come to you with my proposal. I don't think we should come here and just rap. President George Bush is just talking rhetoric. He's not going to do anything because he's scared. He's doing it for a job. Clinton is only going to move when it's politically expedient. But we don't move because it's politically expedient. We don't move because of economic considerations. We move because Allah gives us a commandment to help our Muslim brother. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر أخاك ظالما ومظلوما. Help your Muslim brother if he's oppressed or if he's an oppressor. Help them. Now let me tell you what I suggest we do. Are you ready? Some not gonna like it. Some Muslims' heart gonna be weak and they're not like what I'm gonna say. And they may publicize it in the Times. You may see it tomorrow in the newspaper. But I'm telling you what I'm saying that we ought to do. We ought to declare jihad. Why must we declare jihad? No, Brother Saranj. Just do jihad over there. Let the Muslims fight over there. We sit quiet here. No! We're not going to sit quiet. Let me tell you why. If Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a Muslim can't go to sleep because another brother is in pain, I'm saying to the city of New York, if we as Muslims can't sleep at night, you won't sleep at night. We will raise our voices. 800,000 Muslims in New York City. Can you imagine if 800 Muslims decide to march every day? I'm not telling you, no, don't pick up a gun, no. Just march. March through the city of New York. Let them hear your voice. Let them hear it at night. Let them hear it 24 hours so the whole city can't sleep. Don't let them sleep in Washington, D.C. Don't let them sleep in Atlanta, Georgia. Don't let them sleep in Connecticut. Don't let them sleep in Philadelphia. Don't let them sleep in California. If the Muslims make noise, wake up everybody. And then they say, listen, we have to stop the slaughter in Bosnia because we want to go to sleep. Make noise. Now, here it is, the controversy. I'm going to drop on you right now. I want us as Muslims to defy the United Nations arms embargo. I want us to defy it. Challenge it. What do you mean? The United States Security Council passed a resolution that we can use violence, use military action to do what? To bring some humanitarian aid, to bring some medicine, to bring some food to those in Bosnia. Oh, that's very nice. Oh, we are so happy we're going to bring some medicine. Oh, it's so sweet. But we don't want medicine, man. We want some guns. We want some guns in Bosnia so the Muslims can defend themselves. And so I'm saying, brothers and sisters, when this war is over, we need to collect money. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who equips a person to fight a military expedition, fisabilillah. That person who equips those who fight receives the same reward as those who fight. I'm saying this. I'm asking for us to do jihad here in America. How? By helping our Muslim brothers and sisters, by sending money over there, and bringing weapons to Bosnia to the Muslims by any means necessary. Malcolm said it. Malcolm said it. By any means necessary. I'm not asking the permission of the United Nations. I'm not asking the permission of President Bush or the Congress. Allah gave us the permission. And fight in the way of Allah those who fight against you. But don't go beyond the boundaries. For Allah loves not those who go beyond the boundaries. When you get back to your messages, some are going to say to you, no, we shouldn't do that. Let's write some petitions. Just write some petitions and take it to your congressman. Don't listen to what Brother Siraj is saying. They're right. Don't listen to what Brother Siraj is saying. Listen to what Allah said. Listen to what the Messenger of Allah said. Fight! Jihad! It doesn't matter distance. Where's our brother? We pray to Allah. Allah will make us join our hearts together. وألف بين قلوبهم لا أنفقت ما في العبد جميعا ما ألفت ما بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز الحكيم. And Allah has joined your hearts together. Not if you spend all the money in the world could you have done it. But Allah has done it. I love you. I love every one of you. But I remember what the Prophet said. كل مسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه. Every sin of a Muslim to another Muslim is haram. It's sacred. His blood is sacred. His property is sacred. His honor is sacred. The blood of the Muslims in Bosnia are sacred. Not because they're white, but because they're believers. Their property is sacred because they believe. And so, brothers and sisters, we call for jihad to struggle in the way we can struggle with our money, our property, our time, to bring about the relief to the brothers and sisters in Bosnia. But don't stop there. Collect money for the Muslims who are dying by the millions in Somalia. But don't stop there. Let us march down to Palestine and liberate our brothers and sisters there. But don't stop there. Let's go to Algeria and liberate the Muslims there. Don't stop there. Go all over the world. Why? In the man, mu'min, ikhwa.